Previously on Night Court.
This is a vial of experimental bacteria. No one knows what horrible plague we've concocted here.
Is that door sealed? Good. We don't want any more people exposed. No telling what effect this virus has had.
So all we can do is wait?
One way or another, fate brought us all here tonight.
What brought us all here tonight is our lousy jobs.
Well, I can't speak for you, Dan, but I think fate played a hand in me getting my job. I was going to be a big-time magician till my agent dropped dead.
I have a story, too. Like Harry's, it was about a crucial turning point in my life. I was 19 years old, and I was a contestant in the Miss Greater Buffalo beauty pageant. I lost because I took a stand.
I bet Roz is one of those lucky types who knew what she wanted right from the start, right?
Wrong. All I knew was I liked wearing a uniform and working with people.
Do you know what the virus is?
No. We put a rat in with the culture that we made, and it died almost instantly. So a rat died. I mean, it may not be deadly to humans.
Well, what if it is?
Oh, we patented it immediately.
I think what she means is, did we get enough exposure to be harmful?
I don't think so.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
But just in case, you might want to give your stenographer here any messages that you have for somebody on the outside.
So it's come to this. Oh, man, it's strange. You know, I never guessed what I would say if I was in a situation like this. But now that I am, somehow, it seems all very clear. Lizette, would you want to take a letter?
Sure, Dan.
Darling, I hope you will forgive me for the often uncaring way that I've treated you. I find that only now, facing death, have I the courage to say, I love you. Your memory is with me and sustains me. Okay, now, send it to all the names in here with 3 stars or more.
Thinking it's over. We have to have hope.
That's right. The bacteria has not affected us.
Bacteria can be very tricky. I once invented a bacteria that would actually eat oil spills.
No kidding. That sounds great. Did it work?
Oh, yes. It ate the oil spill, all right. Then it ate the tanker, 2 barges, and a club med.
This is all my fault. I broke the test tube.
Come on, big guy. It could have happened to anyone.
Thanks, Harry, but I have a confession to make. I screw up all the time.
No.
What I wanted to tell you was the story of me and my dad.
Well, I've never heard you mention your dad before.
He sent me away when I was young, and I never saw him again.
Oh, how sad. Why did he do that?
Because he loved me. And things back home were real bad.
Son, your mother and I love you very much. It breaks our hearts to think of being away from you. But it's no longer safe here. The time has come when, for your own good, we must send you away. I know you're frightened, but we're sending you to a safer place. Things are much better where you're going. You'll grow up safer, healthier, even stronger. Goodbye, my son.
Jor-El, you were right. Krypton is doomed.
What? I think a filament burned out in there. You were telling us the story of Superman.
Wait, what about the time I got bitten by this radioactive spider?
Oh, I am tired of this waiting. If we're all going to die horrible deaths, I would at least like to get it over with.
Well, if you like, Dan, I can help speed it along.
Come on, guys, you got to stop talking like this. We're not going to die.
She's right. We haven't had any symptoms yet. We're fine, and we're going to stay that way as long as we all pull together. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Come on, we can't jump to conclusions. Just because Mac coughed doesn't mean that he's sick.
Maybe he just swallowed a dust bunny.
I don't know. I have a strange ache in my throat.
I feel feverish.
So do I.
Me too. And I've got this pain. It's sharp, piercing.
Oh, you're sitting on the memo spike.
That's it, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore.
Dan, relax.
Mac, I can't stand this. I never had a disease that I didn't earn.
Dan, it'll be okay. You never know what you're capable of surviving until you're put to the test. I found that out in Vietnam.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
When'd you get stuck with guard duty?
Oh. We can't all watch the USO show, Harris. Somebody's got to guard the perimeter. Nah. Anyway, it's only fair to the other guys. I'm going home in 3 days, man.
You are a serious short-timer, man.
Yeah. And that's what worries me. Seems that it's always the short-timers that make the mistakes.
Don't worry. You'll be getting out of here.
Yeah? What then? After all this, I mean, how do I just pick up and go home like nothing happened?
Well, you just handle it, you know? You get a nice job with quiet, normal people.
Hey, you better go before you miss the gold diggers. I gotta make an ammo check anyway.
All right. I'll see you later then, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Hey, thanks, man. Just a kid. Wait a minute. No, you don't. Hey, just calm down. I'm not going to hurt you. Hey, watch it. That's a grenade.
Hey.
Oh, man, you pull a pin on it. Now we pull a pin. Hey, Mankeo Dodang. Mankeo Dodang. Now, don't move. If we both let it go, it'll blow up. Now, we got to find a pin and put it back in there. Oh, man, look, hey, wait a minute. One of us going to have to let it go. Mangui for Patila.
Okay. May patay na today.
Uh-uh. Oh, no. You're first.
Uh-uh. Oh, no. You're first.
Man, we're not going to find a pin like this.
Maybe I better just call for help.
No, ambulance. No soldiers.
They can help us find a pen.
You call soldier and I'll blow us up.
All right. Just take it easy. Oh, man, I don't believe this. Whoa, take it easy. Hey. Don't get nervous. It's just the USO show. Yeah. How
about those
girls?
USO?
Yeah.
Girl?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Buku girls. Hey, wait a minute. Is that why you snuck up here? To see the show?
How about this heat, huh? Isn't it wild? It's so hot here, I saw a chicken lay a fried egg.
I'm going anyway.
Oh, well, he's just telling jokes. He said, Namwa. I saw, Kangade fry eggs. That is funny, huh?
You know, that you and Tinga and Namla.
You haven't had an egg in 2 years?
Chicken's dead?
Oh, yeah, that's this war, man. Hey, but it's gonna be all over soon. BC will be gone, and you'll have your country back. You know? Viet Cong Gondoloi.
We have saying, no good fight burglar if destroy own home. This war is in our home.
I know what you mean, man. Look, I don't know why these things have to happen to you or whether we're doing you any good here, but hey, I promise you, man, I won't hurt you. What are you waiting for? Run! Beat him all! Fire in the hole!
You all right, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be fine. Anyway, after that, I figured I could go home and settle down and work with normal people.
Boy, did you miss the mark.
Well, whatever happens, I wouldn't give up working here and knowing you guys.
Thanks, buddy. You too, huh?
I would.
Yes, I'd give up knowing you to avoid dying in this lousy courtroom. Call me a stick in the mud.
Come on, Dan, you belong here.
Yeah, suppose I do. Now, but I didn't always.
What do you mean?
Well, hey, I had a turning point, too.
Okay. Next order of business, Drolet versus Drolet.
Classic case. Old man builds an empire selling hog semen. And he dies, and his kids commence to fighting over his money. Now, the brother has filed suit against his sister.
How did the sister respond?
She sued him for divorce.
We gotta keep that family together. Any ideas?
Why don't we ask our new hotshot associate?
Good idea. Danny?
Sir, I happened to be reading over this case before I went to bed last night.
Before you went to bed? How old are you, boy? 25? Bedtime is not for working.
I hear Danny's not exactly experienced with the women folk.
You mean our Danny here is a virgin?
Don't pay no mind to them, son.
Tell us what you got.
Yes, sir. Well, I found a precedent. In Miller versus Bartko, Judge Boudin ruled that perishable goods like hog semen should be divided equally amongst the heirs to avoid spoilage during litigation.
Boy, you are Wondermoth.
I'm glad we outbid those other law firms to get him.
Cost us 50 cents an hour more, but worth every penny.
Well, is that all of the new business?
No, sir. There's a case of Gilray Dupre's tractor running over Antoine's hog.
We got to win this for Gilray. He's the biggest cash cow.
Bernard! Oh. Gilray, we were just talking about you.
But I hope you worked up a defense on this Antoine thing. I ain't paying for no hog's hip surgery.
Of course we have, Gilray. You know we're the best firm in the Tri-Swamp area.
Bernard, I know you're the best. It is our defense that I'm concerned about.
Your defense, man.
So, I was thinking that we could file a cross-claim charging the hog with contributory negligence.
That is a great idea! Oh, this boy's like the son I never had, Danny. I'm going places and I want you with me.
Yes, sir. I'll start working on that case right away.
So, by the way, fellas, I want you to meet my new wife. Evangeline?
Howdy. Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Hey, Danny, what do you say you work up that brief while we take Gilray out for some crawfish?
Right on top of it, sir.
Oh, Gilray, you go ahead. I'm not hungry for crawfish.
All right, baby.
So, Danny, what you reading?
Oh, a fascinating history of swan torch. Did you know that as of 1920, in this parish, hogs had no legal rights?
You don't say. How about sex?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, do you have any books on sex law?
Yeah. Right over there, second shelf.
Danny, I want you.
You want me to what?
You and me. Yes, I want us to do that.
Oh, no! I'm saving myself for my future wife.
Come on, V, it's bad to keep your urges bottled up. You'll explode.
No. See, I've seen what happens to fellas my age who mess around. They lose their concentration. First thing you know, that's all they can even think of.
Alone, raise down your pants and we'll pass a good time.
Please don't tempt me. Now.
Oh, Danny.
Encore! Have no fear. Danny's here.
Well, Gilray went on to be Carter's ambassador to France. I could have gone with him.
Dan.
Yeah, I know. I've thrown my life away for sex. But you know, I thought at least I'd get to die having it.
Don't look at me or you'll die trying to have it.
Gee, after hearing all these stories about your lives, I feel like I know you people.
You do know us. You're the one who killed us, remember?
Okay, we got the results. It was tough work, but we finally isolated what was in that test tube.
Was it deadly?
Was it contagious?
It was pesto sauce!
Pesto sauce?
Evidently, the bacteria was on the shelf of the lab's lunch orders. The young just grabbed the wrong container.
Well, what about the rat that died when you exposed it?
Well, it seems that we accidentally used a rat from a smoking experiment. He was already up to 8 packs a day. I guess all that extra salt just pushed him over the edge.
Well, wait a minute. We've been having symptoms. Mac's been coughing, and we've all been feeling tired and feverish.
Come to think of it, you don't look too good. Seems like the early stages of... It's him! He's got the measles!
The measles!
Don't worry. It's not deadly. You'll all be fine in a few days. Of course, in the meantime, we'll all have to be quarantined.
Oh, no.
Great. Now we'll have time for me to tell my real story. It's about me, a little dog, and a yellow brick road.
Oh, no.
TVland gives you something to think about.
It's scary to think that we live in a country where anybody can just walk up to a counter and purchase meat.
That's something to think about.